During the recent G20 meeting in Hamburg, Germany, President Donald Trump met with foreign leaders to reinforce alliances and forge new ones. Deputy White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders noted that the president had successfully achieved his objectives on behalf of the American people. On the fight against terrorism, President Trump underscored the need for nations to join together to strip terrorists of their funding, territory, and ideological support. On North Korea, Mr. Trump urged every nation to isolate the regime and cut off all ties of trade and commerce. He called his bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping excellent, as the two leaders discussed additional ways to counter the threat posed by a belligerent and nuclear-armed North Korea. The two leaders also agreed to move ahead with security cooperation. On trade, President Trump emphasized the need to end unfair trade practices and to provide American workers with a level playing field. In addition, he hailed the launch of the World Bank's Women Entrepreneurs Finance Initiative, of which the United States is a founding member, to help empower women across the world and drive economic growth. During his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump raised the issue of Russian interference in the U.S. election, a matter of great concern for the American people. The two leaders also discussed other issues of bilateral interest. An example of such possible cooperation emerged July 7th, when it was announced that the United States, Russia, and Jordan had reached an agreement for a ceasefire in the southwestern area of Syria. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called the ceasefire the first indication of the U.S. and Russia being able to work together in Syria. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said it was the beginning of an attempt to end the humanitarian suffering in Syria and to build a bridge toward an enduring political settlement. Deputy White House spokesperson Sanders said President Trump's participation in the G20 summit, along with his earlier visit to Poland, has given the president tremendous cause for hope. He returned to the United States, she added, with great optimism for the future and excitement for what lies ahead.